The pasuk says that a person will b'chukoisai teleichu mitzvoisai tishma ma'asisim oiso nosati gishmeichem b'itom. I will give your gishomim b'itom, your geshem in the right time. V'nesto oretz zivulo ve'et ha'sod ve'item pirinyo. Is the kasha? It's not as much as not the zavur place that we read Parash Bichu Koyis at this time of year. What is the time of Rag Ba'omer? Quite a big kasha, the boy said. We'll see with Hashem with the ending of Avshurim by Yochai. It's also an order this year. We see that Eretz Yisrael, the ending of Avshurim by Yochai and the ending of the whole ending is much celebrated, let's put it that much. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the Chutzlot, my Indian, Shemitah, it's a lot of epis that the Indian of Rav Shimon is celebrated so greatly in Eretz Yisrael. Even the Litvisher, I know in America, more Hasidish courts are very involved with the Chag Ba'omer. The Rebbes are shooting their bows and arrows and making lava and that's what it was. But in America, what Ben Lag Boim is Shaita is about sports. You know, it's sports day. Even yeshivas they take care of it. It's okay. Maybe it's the modern day bow and arrow. That's the story. But whatever it is, the mice of us episode. So again, the first thing is, what is Lag Boim is Shaita this time of year? Dafka the parasha of Kosei Shaita of Shimon. And the union of Lag Ba'omer and the union of that Dafka Eretz Yisrael, we see this tremendous celebration. The pasuk of Chukasa Teileichu is Osai Tishmo Vasisim Oisam Venosati Gishmeichem Be'itom. The obvious question is, what's the lashon Gishmeichem, your reign? Venosati Gishom Be'itom. Now the Maisel will ask, in the rest of the parsha, we don't say this lashon of Gishmeichem, or what's yours, but here by Gisham it says only yours. But I think there's a very, very Yisraelistic terrace to that, and that we don't say everything, because the Ramban says that why is Gisham Taka the first thing over here? So he says Gisham is the Makar of everything. From Gisham comes everything. I know all the things the parasha is going to mention, Brios, health, he says, because the air gets clean, and the pen, no one gets sick from, because when the air gets clean for the rain, there's Uktur Ramban, and when there's healthy air, and everything, so the animals don't abort their babies, and everybody lives out the fullest life, and obviously the produce grows well, it says later on. So everything's calling the Gisham, that's what Gisham says, the Ramban is mentioned first. Where we want to emphasize, what's, even though it's mentioned first, what's the Gishmeichem? When we mention it first, why is the part emphasized the Gishmeichem? Rashi in Bukhukoyse Teleicho, Rashi says Yochokim Mitzvah, that we know is the famous Rashi. Rashi says Gishmeichem Mitzvah Tishmur, Rekim Mitzvah Omer, Amani Mekayim in Bukhukoyse Teleicho, Shtu Ameilim Betoira. That there's a special emphasis on the Ian of Ameilis Betoira, please. It doesn't take a shtutil tilmudu Torah. There's a special of a meila b'Torah, and that means that when Rashi says chutz from the end of kiyum mitzvahs, but there's an in of a meila b'Torah, and the question is, what does a meila b'Torah dafka give the bracha? We see this. You saw it when you say over b'Yisai the Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel. Once to work for Avram Gurwitz, which is Shiva near Moshe. So he once said a Gishmak of Vort that the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that Targum Shal Torah, Uncle Tager said, translated Targum Shal Torah, Targum Shal Neviim, so Yonif says Ben Azil said it, the shame is a Boisav, and it says Nizdaz Eretz Yisrael. The whole Eretz Yisrael shook 400 pages by 400 pages. So what's the pshat? Why was it shook? So Zokta Toysis read in Gilad Daf Gimel that when they would translate the Targum of the Vim, so now they had the art scroll. They're not going to learn it as they would have learned it before, but the Ian, the Tifakat, is amazing why Eretz Yisrael shook. Because the Pasuk says, Yeshutu HaMelem B'Toyra, all the brothers come to Eretz Yisrael. If there's going to be a lack of it, if he's there, comes out of Regish Mason. If there's a lack of, there's no brothers. So Eretz Yisrael shook when they translated the Levi and they came out with this, with the translation of it. So obviously we're not trying to make a thing against art school or anything here, but we say Chas V'Shalom person that whatever he needs to use it. But the Yisrael is that it's written Amelem, but you have to work hard, understand the Sugya. And work hard to study, that brings bracha to Eretz Yisrael. That brings tremendous bracha to Eretz Yisrael. We see that it's mitlat toli, Rabbi Yisrael. The koyach of a melech batoira is the koyach of Eretz Yisrael to produce its fruits, to have the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says also, Rabbi Yisrael, in the next pasuk, ve'eitz hasodeh. So Rashi, Henilone, Srak. These are non-fruit-bearing trees, Srak trees, empty, barren trees. Vasidim lasos peiros. Eventually, they're going to produce peiros. The question is, like, okay, the other things that the Pesukim say, Vehisigachem b'dayis is potzir, it's going to come quickly, and everything have so much of it, you're not going to be able to do it. Okay, that's plentiful, but what's the point of the Pesukim telling me that the Ilonis Rak, even in Ambe, they're going to produce fruit? I'm saying, what we need that, what's the point of that nature? So the Yisoid you want to say, everybody say, is a big Yisoid. Based on the Rechaim HaKodesh, you saw it's a Chachonah for Shavuos, Chaval, that people don't know, but Mitzvah Shem will say it all, maybe for the Shavuos part of this, maybe we'll talk about it, a lot to talk about it, but you saw that Dvarim is based on the Rechaim HaKodesh in Parash B'Shalach. The Rechaim HaKodesh in Parash B'Shalach has a very strong question. The Gemara tells us in Chulin, Dav Zayin, a story with Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Pinchas Ben Yoyer was going on the way to do Pidyon Shvuyim, and he had an Arab assistant that was walking with helping him out. Pinchas ben Yoyer got to a river called the Ginai River, and he had to get over this Ginai River in order to get to the Pidyon Shvuyim. However, it was a river, what's he supposed to do? So Pinchas ben Yoyer said, Ginai, Ginai, get out of my way. Go some other way, you Ginai River. The Ginai River in split second, and Pinchas ben Yoyer walked Kriyas Yamsuf. But people thought that Kriyas Yamsuf was only once. The Gemara Chulin Zayin says Pinchas ben Yoyer walked right across the river in dry land. It split in a split second. But once he got across the river, it went back to its flow. But he realized he had a problem. He left his assistant on the other side. Ahmad ben Khibi was on the other side, and he needed him to help him out. So Pinchas ben Yoyer said, "Oh, I have a little problem." Okay, split again for the Arab Ahmad. Split in a split second again. Frektor Chaim Hakadosh, what's going on over here? I don't understand. The Gemara said the Chazal bring down that when Moshe Rabbeinu brings down from a Medrash over there. Moshe Rabbeinu went to split the Yam, so he stood there, and the Yam said, "I'm not splitting, Moshe Rabbeinu. You can stand on your head. I ain't splitting." The Yam said, "Blah." It was a whole mass of man. I tell you, hold up, that he said, "I call it I enjoy." It was a whole medrash. So he asked Rechaim a little question. I mean, Pinchas ben Yoyer was a tzaddik, tana, gevaldik. People walk around his kever 7 times in Tzfas. They hang things on the trees, and you get unbelievable brach over there. But said, "Pinchas ben Yoyer." But Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi said, the Ryan in Mehemia, the Rabban Shekhol Yisrael, the Moitzi, the one who took us out of Egypt, he has a hard time back and forth. Pinchas ben Yoyer is picking up the coast law. His wife had coast law that night. You know, I split. By the time he had the coleslaw out of his tooth, it split. Now, okay, maybe he had special. Ahmad, for Ahmad, you know, just split. Do your thing, Ginai. That's the pshat. Zokt, the helik, or chayim akosha par b'shalach, v'al g'yisod. Ayin shom par b'shalach, he says on the posuk, that you ever tell you, Eisonoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya in the Bria, that the Bria is Meshubid La'am Le'HaTorah. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was before Kabbalah HaTorah. That was given over. When Hashem gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael, He gave over that the Koyach of the Bria is Mutba into, it was given over to the Am Le'HaTorah. The Am Le'HaTorah have control over the Bria. Is Meila Pirz Ben Yor was after Kabbalah HaTorah. That Koyach that was given was only given by Matan Torah. In fact, he learns pshat in there that Moshe was able to do because he hung on to the Koyach HaTorah that was before, and that also split it. But the Koyach of Amal HaTorah was only given after the Sinas HaTorah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his mindless, he couldn't change the change. Only after began to Masuman, the Rosh Baruch got involved, it split. Perek Ben Yo was the Amal HaTorah and it was given over to Amal HaTorah. But MS, not only to be great tzaddikim and the kotor, but the Torah HaTorah can even have a shlita over the entire bria. And be'emes kach mavur in Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horovitz in Brachos Daf Hey, the Gemara says on Hey Amid Aleph, loy kemidas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas bas v'dom. The Gemara says Hey Amid Aleph, midas Hakadosh midas bas v'dom. Odom moicha chivet l'chaveiroi. A person sells an object to his friend. Moichus Otzer. If a guy, he needs cash, he's very stuck. He has a heirloom. It was Alta, Zayd, Baba, Zayda. The Baba's Alta heirloom. Her little Matea, she has a little necklace. Mom is worth a lot of money. The guy's stuck. He has to pay his water bill and his electric bill this month. He doesn't want to get part with it. He's Otzer, says the Chazal. So the guy's buying, he's giving him nice, good cash for it. He's very happy. The goldsmith is giving cash. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu Einu Sekein, says the Gemara. Nosan lahem Torah v'somach shenemak yilekach Torah v'nasayati lochem Torah v'siyavastah Zoi, who says the Gemara, Brachos Daf Hei. In fact, the Blessed Moshe Horov is in the back of the Gemara, the obvious question that Gemara is a Pella. L'choyro mayin shmita et har sinai. Bishleimo, when the Moshe sells the chayfet, his heirloom from his great-great-great-great-grandmother, of course he's Otzev, he had a heirloom, he had this beautiful grandfather clock with a picture of his grandfather on the clock. That's what it's called, his grandfather clock. And he sold it. Okay, of course he's Otzev. He don't have no grandfather clock anymore. That clock he used to have in his pocket, his vest, in his three-piece suit, that little, what's it called, a clock. He sold the gold watch. He doesn't have it anymore. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah, he doesn't have the Torah anymore. Of course, he gave us the Torah. Well, he has the Torah. Mishasheh, the Gemara says in Avodah Zohar, Hashem is Mishasheh with the Torah. He learns with the. So what's the Divin Baalim? He gave it to us. Okay, we said it, but he also have. So the Lezer Moshe Horowitz, no. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Koyach of the Torah, he gave over Koyach in the Bria. It was a Medrash. And therefore, that is Ksadik Goyze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. That's from this Koyach HaTorah that Hashem gave over the Torah. He gave over the Koyach and the Tzadik, the Talmud Chokh, the Prophet Amul Batorah, is a Koyach in the Bria. The Meiler by Sa'ad, the Fizah, we can understand very Gishma. It's your Meiler in Batorah, for Nosati Gishmeichem. It's your Geshem. That's the title of the Torah, one title. Nosati Gishmeichem. Your Geshem. What do you mean Gishmeichem? Who owns the Geshem, boy? The Geshem says all the bracha that comes with the Geshem. It's yours. Your show. Why? Because the koyach that Hashem gave in the Bria was that a mele batoyra have a koyach in the Bria to change the Bria, to affect the Bria, to affect things going on. Rabbi said it's a koyach of amle hatoyra, and that's why Rabbi said also it says eitzas adet ilani sfak. It's not just because we need it, but it's to show how much koyach they have. That things that are not natural in the Bria, it shouldn't be that way. Ilani sfak are not that way. But if the Koyach of the Amalei Torah is so great, or it's so powerful, it changes the Metzias, because Torah can change the Metzias. Even though Piteva, they go to the doctor, how are you, Mrs. and Mrs. Friedman, Mrs. and Mrs. Belchbaum, welcome to the office. This is Dr. the famous doctor, Dr. Ingber, Martin Ingber, the famous doctor of fertility. According to our studies, you will never, sorry to tell you, Mrs. takes off his spectacles, sorry to tell you, Mrs. Belchbaum, but no matter what you do, you cannot appease science. You will never, ever have a child again. Ever. Puts back on spectacles. Not breaking into a tear. Very strong looking. Can't help you. I'm the biggest in the world of fertility. It's not possible. Maybe try the adoption agency down the block. She walks out of the room. Mama's tears. What's the Eitzah? What do we do? A Pitzheva. Not Shia. They did all the studies. Not possible to have a child. Maybe we should go speak to the Rav. Go to the Rav and say, I have an Eitz for you. Go to Eretz Yisrael, or go down to Eretz Yisrael and go to the house of a great Talmid Chacham, Chaim Kanievsky. Who's he? He has a butcher shop in Bnei Brak. And who's he? The Gadol Hador. Go to a Yid, go to a Yid, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Go to him. He has a lot to listen. It's a big Amal HaTorah. And go to him and get a bracha. I saw my own eyes. He was trying to, once to call me in the office, showed me a letter. You know, he was so trying to, whatever, he must have been in a good mood. It was a letter that was sitting away. Dear Rabbi Scheinberg, no words can help. He showed it to me. He said, look at this. No words can thank you enough. For 22 years, we didn't have any children. The doctors gave up hope. We came to you and you said, it was a bracha. Sorry, Dr. Ingba. Take down all your, you can't decide if she'll have a child. Scheinberg will decide if they'll have a child. But this is not scientifically shaykh. This is glasses. How do they have twins? Not just one. It's scientifically not probable. He smashes his glasses, Dr. Ingber. I don't believe this is the same woman that walked in my yard. I did the studies. I spent weeks in the lab. Impossible. Kol tov, Dr. Ingber. Your science is all good, but you forgot one thing. In b'chukoy sa'itei leichu, b'es mitzvoy sa'itei shmoyru, v'nasati gishmeichem, the tzaddik has a koyach in the bria. The Mekki Yosef says in Baruch Basim, yishlach ha'choy l'b'toch beisoy, go to a Talmud Chochem to daven for you. Talmud Chochem, I don't know, when I was younger, they told me, if you're not feeling well, you go to the doctor. What's it's a machloi, the Mekki Yosef. And my grandmother, she said, used to tell you, you go to the doctor. He describes penicillin. Well, I never heard of this new remedy called Kanievsky. He once went on a plane, and a guy overheard two Arabs discussing, I don't know, Hebrew, whatever. They thought they were Muslims. I think it was two Arabs. The way the story goes, and they said that you know, these Jews, they're so successful, they're able to win all these wars and the things. So the other Arabs said, yeah, they have a special weapon. What is it? It's called the Kanievsky. The new weapon, the new missile. The Kanievsky missile. They know in the guy, they know out there that the God, the great Rabban, to protect, who Mogen Lonu. The Koyach and the Bria, Rabbi Yisrael, the Amle HaTorah have, Rabbi Yisrael. It's unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. Stories and stories and stories. You go on more and more stories. And the Koyach, and that, in the Bria, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a Koyach, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a Koyach even they're not alive. I just saw a story in this, Biederman's thing on Lag V'Omer. He heard it over from the guy who was involved, that his Chavrusa, for many years, he didn't show up one day. All of a sudden, the next day, he didn't show up. I don't know what's going on. I called his wife, he better come down. He just got back to the steps for the tests. Sherach Shemi Rachim, it's the machla and the raw cancer. And Shemi Rachim, they don't give him too much longer to live. So So this other friend said no, we're going to go to Lag BaOmer. This is like before Pesach. They told him they don't think he's going to make it. He said, we're going to Shavuos. He said, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to go to Reb Shimon's Kevin for him. Eretz Hashem. The kids said, long show, they got on the plane. They came to Reb Shimon's Kevin. The guy said, after the whole night, saying, tell him, Reb Shimon. And B'Koyach Reb Shimon, he walked out and they came back, did the studies, and they did the test. They went to operate. Went to operate on this guy because they said maybe we could try to do something with the operation, but it's the last minute of the day. They went inside, opened up, they couldn't find anything. They found something in it, it was like a pimple. They said, what? It's not the same guy we saw. A guy told me a story with Rav Scheinberg that he it happened with him. Because he ran to Rav Scheinberg's wife, they just got the x-rays back on his father, Shem Yirachem. You know, they saw Shem Yirachem, they see something that looks, it's the machwa, they don't know what to do. So Rav Scheinberg said, let me see those x-rays. He said, if Shiva Shem maybe knows how to look at the x-rays, let me see those x-rays, he said. She said in this place, he said, what? So the doctor, there's no machwa here. She was threw in the waste bed. The guy went back to the doctor a week later. Nothing going on. The guy told me the story. He was there. She was like, he was about to, like, he didn't know what to do. He was about to, she was started tearing up the x-ray. The doctor needs those x-ray. Kishmeichem! Nasati kishmeichem b'ita the koyach ha-toyra. The koyach ha-toyra is a koyach that a shlita in the bria. That's why it says kishmeichem. And that's the benefit of Shan the Gemara, boy, said. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, okay, boys. Well, okay, we show up to yeshiva. Okay, so what do we do for a living, Rabbi, when we get older? Nothing. Okay. That's now. But I said, when we get married, kids, little Yankel and Shmerel and Bracha. Daddy, give me what? Rabbi Shimon, what do? Nothing. Sit down and learn. Huh? Well, hello? You gotta go to the supermarket and fill up the cart. Bring home Gerber. The bracha. Sit down on the seat and don't move. What's gonna be? Ship. Pashba Kukoisai. To Melim Batoya. Everything is Borah. If you bear Miss Omar, but that's some Shimon was Machadish. Terasum Nasa. I just thought that I was saying today. I was saying of what it could be. That's why it's the Yontif and that's the sort of big Yontif. Rav Shimon is the Moriah, the Asher, the Sheet of Terasum Nasa. That's the Sheet of Terasum Nasa. Is all Eretz Yisrael. It all lives on Terasum Nasa. You go to the Mia, you see four generations sitting in the same bench. 60 years. The Alta Zayde. The Zayde. They don't have to go on. They don't have to have family trips. They're all sitting on the same bench in the Mia Yeshiva. Where's Alta Zaida today? He must be sick. We didn't see him in the back of the Beis Medrash. Four generations. What's that? Chasanas, Zaida. That's this kid, that kid. 18 kids. How do we chasanas? Shteit. Nasati Gishmeichem. Be'em is the Omer Batur brings. It's called Makabal Batur. What's the... What are we holding? What am I drinking? But don't shteit in the Torah. Me'ela... And Eretz Yisrael was the Mokon. The Shita of Shimon was in the Skabel. Terasum Nosei. Vada, okay, we do also get some Parnosei. But that Derech, that was the Skabel in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's why the whole world, we did celebrate. He's the Mor Da'as of the Ganser Shita of Eretz Yisrael. But that's when Lag BaOmer comes out of this Mitzpah, because of Shimon, the voice of the Koyach HaTorah, as Shimon had it, he sat in the cave with his blood. Things open up all of a sudden. What do we do for water, Dad? Eliezer comes in. Don't worry. I mean, we hear like, everybody went to that place, Bikin, not near any rivers. All of a sudden, Am Samayim comes by. Okay, what about food? Don't worry. Tree grows up, comes out. The Kodesh Baruch takes care of the necessities of the Omer HaTorah, but they have a Kodesh and the Briah, but the Shana and the Briah, it's Mameh, if they don't answer it, it's Mameh, it comes out Mameh, but that's the Koyach. That's the Koyach of Shimon. Rav Shimon's Chiddush in the Bria, Avada, we hold it. We're holding Rav Shimon, Rav Shmuel, but Avada, we have to realize this Koyach, Rav Shimon, that this Koyach exists. There's the Koyach, the Amal HaTorah, and the more person's Amal HaTorah, Rav Shimon. And just to be mazed with the Lomdus of it, what's the Pshat and the Lomdus of it? Why is it that way? Why is Amal HaTorah, Rav Shimon? So I once said a pshat, I think that the Amkus of his Rabbi says, Gavaldik, he saw it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, Rabbi said, with the ultimate love. And Avada, the one who's Be'emesh, showed that the B'ez Din Yibayinish Yilayah. But when a person has a child that he loves with the ultimate love, so Avada, he gives him over things, even if he's not necessarily, you know, he might give him the most fascinating things, because the love is such an unbelievable love. In Mela, the father gives to the son every type of thing that he has, because he can't contain his love. He'll spoil him, he'll give him everything that he needs. He'll give him even things that from his own pocket. He'll give him. But Bernishim is the show in the breed of us. The koyach of amlas amelas hatoyer of us is not just a way of tzuras of limud of us. It expresses a tremendous expression of avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the police said, when a person just does the mitzvahs and he does it in the right way, okay. You say that, but what is Torah? But the Torah is the Ratzon of Hashem, it's the expression of the Ratzon of Hashem. And a person is not sufficed to get the basic pshat. He wants to really know in the tiefest oifin what is Ratzon Hashem, what is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I want to understand the tiefest mahalach is the biggest shine of Ahavas Hashem. That when a person goes into learning and he does it with a koch of amelos, he wants amelos show that he's ready to moisten nefesh, and he wants to do anything because he wants to understand Torah Hashem. He wants to know Ratzon Hashem. He wants to connect and understand the depth, even if it's not halacha. But every chiluk of Torah is be'etzem in the pnimius advarim is the Yibayin Shalom. So the more you want to go into, the more you want to understand, and when you know there's nothing that you don't understand, you're omel deep and work hard, because there's nothing but anything in the world that you want to understand more. It's the greatest expression of Avra B'Yisrael. And the more omel is, the more it's more of an expression and a showing of how much the person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the gather of Amel HaTorah B'Yisrael. The man, as the Pasuk says, V'haf T'Shem L'Kercho, you love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? B'chol avod, b'chol nafshu, b'chol miyodecho. Madrigas of Ava, Nefesh, Neshama, everything. I'm giving up everything. How? Zok the Sifri. V'hoyu atzman v'ela l'vavecho. These words are on your heart. The person lives with Torah. The person is omel with Torah. It's an expression of Ava and the tiftis oif in the person. When a person sees that a person is mamish, osik, with all the omel, and working so hard, he wants to understand Ratzon Hashem, he wants to connect, he really wants to know the Das Hashem, the Das is Hashem, and the Tif is Oysen. That Hashem's eyes, this person has tremendous Ava, there's an Ava Amitis, and Ava She'en Kamoyo towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. And Hashem overflowed with that Ava. He gave it to the Amlei HaTorah, he gave that Koyach Ava. Well, one, you showed your avos is an extreme. I'm going to be extreme. I'm going to give you over what I have. My avos the koyach habriya. My koyach habriya, I'm giving over to the amlei haTorah. That's the tonight. The Kosh Baruch gave it over to the amlei haTorah, because the ava of an amlei haTorah is somebody that wants to know and it wants to understand and wants to work hard to connect through the understanding of Das Torah, of understanding of the Ratzon Hashem, and that brings the bracha Rabbeisa. That brings the tremendous amount of bracha, the avas and outpouring of avas. We say in the brief of the brachas, brachas of Amish over ava, Hashem loves us, we vav to Hashem lekecha, you love Hashem to the utmost degree through v'hoyot v'amal v'avecha, v'shinantom, going over again, Rabbi Yisrael, we can't speak enough of this shine of ava, Rabbi Yisrael, the omel ha-toyah, when a person learns be'ir, and when he tries to understand really the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the Rishon really saying, what's really the pshat in the Gemara, what's really the uptight in the pasuk, and to work hard thing over again, not just burp it up and then, you know, okay, move on to the next thing, but really, really to work hard to understand what Ratzon Hashem is, to that a person shtags now with Hashem. And another thing we're supposed to say is the chazor of Asa, which is this whole sugar of Asa. When a person, I want to tie it the same as so, when a person chazes over something, and the more he chazes over, is mamish, like the Marbar says in Chagiga Naftes, in Oivid Akim is Lasha, Eina Oivda. What's the difference there? If the person chazes 101 times. 101 times, Bem is Oivid Hashem, he shows his Avas Hashem, because he doesn't suffice to just go over one time. He wants to have it clear. V'shinantam. V'hadashem l'kevachol. V'yodram alavech v'shinantam. Shinun. Have it clear. Have it clear. Chazering over and over and again. That's a tremendous expression of Avodah. Azui vi in Omla Torah is expression of Ava. Chazor v'ayit is also a tremendous expression of Ava. Chazering over. Nochamu. Till I have it clear. Till you can't budge me on it. I have it so clear. Okay. Yeah, I know. A little bit there. Boo, ba. You know, and I could tell you something around somewhat what it says somehow. You know, there is something going on up there about tying knots. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it has to do with knots. But to know clarity exactly what it's saying, that to work over and over about that, that leads to the expression of Ava, that leads to Kosh Bros Bracha, Shbizurch Beis Hashem. To express our Ava through our ear, through our Omel, the Omel where they can understand everything, the Omel to go over it, but it's a tremendous Omel to Chazer B'Yisrael. Like the Belzer Rebbe once said over, a schooler for remembering Torah is Chazara. So the school of the Pshat is that a person shows his Ava to Hashem that he really wants it, that he wants to know it, and he's married his Ava, Kushbo pays back, that you remember it, you'll have it, it'll become yours. Nevadi, all the brachas of the Shmeichem, the miracles of Daesh, and Zerch Bez Hashem, to Mekayim Torah, to learn about Melech, to all the brachas that come along with it.